Are you free now, sir?
The appraisal.
Yes, thank you, sir.
May I sit?
Thank you.
Yes, I was surprised you asked for my feedback, given that I'm just your personal assistant. But thank you for including me on your list.
I thought managers usually just ask senior managers and their peers for feedback.
No, I don't think any other managers have ever asked their personal assistants.
Yes, I know there's no rule that says you can't ask a subordinate.
I asked.
Uh-huh, well, I wanted, if it's okay with you. I decided to be totally honest about it, and thorough. I would like to run through my notes with you before I enter them in the system.
Would you like me to take off my blouse while I talk?
Sometimes.
Okay, sure. Yes, maybe it is better we keep this professional.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, even after our talk last quarter?
I mean, things... Well, sure, they changed a little bit. You were a little less diffident. You would request me more brusquely and more frequently.
Yeah, you request.
This is difficult. You've placed me in a difficult position by asking me to do this. I think maybe you were thinking I'd just write...
Great boss! 5 out of 5!
And leave it at that. But that's not who I am. I am a professional. In every aspect of my job. I give my tasks here 100%. If I'm taking dictation, it's flawless. If I'm sucking a cock, I give it everything. I want things to be done right, whether I'm organizing your schedule or taking it in my cunt.
And things aren't perfect, are they, sir?
No. If they were, you'd have my hair in your fist and your cock in my ass, and I'd be gasping and moaning on your desk right now.
Well, I know you think that, but really, that's the way it should be.
Uh-huh. A man. A dominant man in your position should take any opportunity to relieve himself in any available cunt. And you have this cunt available all the time.
I know, sir, but you asked for my feedback, and this is how our working relationship is. I don't know anything about the sales targets or the product forecasts. I'm sure your peers will give you that feedback. Our relationship is more personal and intimate. You see? Here it says, rate how your manager interacts with you in the course of your work.
And sir, if I can say, and please, please understand, this is in the context of the form you asked me to fill out honestly. Our interactions are very poor.
I'm sorry, sir, do you want me to leave? We can forget the whole thing.
No?
Right.
Okay.
Well, see here, next question. How does your manager give you opportunities to grow and develop your skills and performance? I requested a spreader bar from supplies 3 weeks ago. I left it over there. Did you even think about using it on me?
You must have done, but you didn't do it.
Mr. Kendrick in accounts? He would have put it in me straight away. But yours is still there, unused, and frankly, looking kind of sad.
I've tried. You know I have. I'm so ashamed. I've worn the clothes you asked for. I've made myself available at any time. I've offered my holes to you to fuck in every way I can. Well, at first I thought, well, maybe that you were in love with me. That sometimes happens between managers and their personal assistants. I really did wonder. And maybe that was the reason why you were still so, well, formal and backward. I thought maybe that was why you wanted to keep our interactions so private. You still haven't used me in public like I suggested. You barely spank me, and when you do, it's kind of pathetic. Like, you do it because you feel like you ought to, rather than because I'm your property.
Mr. Hogan? Your opposite number in services? He cuffs his admin assistant. He velcros her legs to his desk and rams her every day after his team stand-up in his office.
I mean, he rams her after the stand-up. He leaves her there, legs spread, pussy on show, dooring. You wouldn't ever do that, would you? I mean, you couldn't, could you?
You know why he does it, don't you? You don't? It's to show his power and authority. He leaves poor Kathy there, her skirt thrown up over her waist, spread-eagled, helpless, her soft, vulnerable parts exposed to his whole team, just waiting to be used by him. He does it to show them his dominance. It's a display of his power. Of his masculinity. It's necessary. I wrote out my notes for your feedback. It really wasn't fun. Doesn't make proper use of the resources provided by the company to assist in his job. Unnecessarily deferential. Tense and distracted in female company. Unable to demonstrate power and dominance. No, I mean, I know you're effective in your job, but this is my appraisal of your performance, like I said. I'm really sorry, sir, but this is all true. You know I wouldn't lie.
Well, this makes me sad. I know I'm not doing my job effectively. I know I'm not really helping you to remain at peak performance, and that is my purpose here. You're tense and distracted. I thought, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe you just don't like me. Remember? I considered asking you for a transfer, but you were so insistent that I stay. And that's when I thought, maybe he was in love with me. But that's not it, is it? Because when I looked back over my notes, I realized they read more like a diagnosis. Here's the thing, sir. I know that you masturbate when I'm not here. I mean, it's none of my business. And sometimes, sure, anyone might prefer to jerk off than to actually have sex. But you do this right after passing up an opportunity to have sex with someone whose job it is to be a slut for you.
And you do it all the time. Don't you see how this degrades and disrespects me? I've told you before how the girls talk. I was so pleased after our chat before that... Well, I kind of told everyone that our problems were behind us. But they're still smirking and judging me. They know you do it in here on your own. They see the Kleenex in the wastebasket. Right after I've offered my holes to you and you've rejected me. While you're jerking off in here, I'm getting pitying looks out there. If you say you're fucking sorry one more time, I'm going to slap you! Oh. Oh. There it is. You're afraid of me, aren't you, sir? No. I think you are. Or rather, you want to be afraid of me. You're just pretending to be a man, aren't you? Aren't you? Stop lying. I spoke to IT services. I lied. I made up a story about needing to get a file from your computer so they unlocked it for me. I had to let them fuck me, but hey, it's not like I'm getting much in here. So I know. I know what's in those hidden folders. Cuckold porn. Femdom porn. Stern women. Strict wives. I know. Sit down. That's better. I offered to take my blouse off earlier and you declined. You could have taken the chance to have me give my feedback with my tits hanging out. I wouldn't have been able to do this if I'd been made to do that. It's hard enough as it is. No. So now, you can take out that cock of yours. Yes, come on. Don't make me threaten you. We both know that I have the power here now. And anyway, this is what you want, isn't it? Come on, take it out now. Yes. Ooh, you're doing it! This is easy. You just need to obey me and everything will be okay. No. Shut the fuck up. If you say sorry one more time, I really will slap you, and then I'll pull those blinds and butt fuck you with my strap on so the whole office can see. Shit. You made me threaten you. I didn't want to do that, but I can't bear apologies. You're not sorry. And neither am I. This is what you want. Yeah. You had some trouble getting it out there, didn't you? A raging boner. That's an admission in and of itself. No. No stroking. That isn't what this is. Now open that top folder. Yes, the stars one. So many folders. What is it with you boys and your porn? How can you need so much? The office is crawling with available pussy out there. So many girls. Are you searching for something? Something you just can't find? Scroll down. Yes, to the April folder. Yes, it's new. I put it there. Now, sir. Oh, you're checking out my bag? Well, I mentioned I had a strap on, didn't I? Is it in there? Well, maybe it is. You have a choice. You see all those other girls in their neat folders? All those women in their leather and their latex with their whips and their makeup? You can delete all of that crap. Every one. Every single scrap. Just keep the April folder. No, you don't get to know what's in it. Just like you don't know what's in my bag or what I'm wearing under this blouse. Oh my God, you're nodding. You decided so quickly. You don't even need to think about it, do you? You know the choice you're making now, don't you? You will be mine. Only mine. This is a symbolic act, but it will have real consequences. Sir. Oh, fuck, you're still nodding. Are you crying? Okay, wait just a moment. If you delete everything except my folder, the one I put there, even before you know what's in it, you need to understand. There's no going back. I don't do apologies. I don't do take backs. I don't do part time. You're shaking your head? You don't care, do you? You just want this so bad. I won't even ask why you didn't just... No, never mind. We're not gonna look back, are we? No. Not now, not ever. Okay. Go ahead. Say goodbye to all that. Delete it all. You'll never fuck another woman. You won't even see one naked. Is it done? It's still deleting? Jesus, sir, so much porn. And all turned into virtual smoke. Just like that. Done! Okay. How does it feel? Oh my God. I've never seen you look like that. You're so relieved. Fuck. In 2 years as your fuck toy, I never saw you let go like this. Not ever. What does that even say about you? You want to take a moment? What are you waiting for? My permission? To open my folder? Yes, good boy. Go ahead. It's for you. Yes, have a look. They're just images from my phone. Uh-huh. Me and Mr. Kendricks on his desk. Sorry, they're not great quality. Yeah, but you don't care about that, do you?
Jesus. Look at your cock. Has it ever been this hard? Just from looking at a picture of me being fucked by Kyle Kendricks?
Yes, I know. I get it. Even though you've seen me naked hundreds of times, seen me be fucked like a slut, fucked me yourself. But this gets you hard. Because you know I took these pictures just for you. Because I'm looking at you in every shot. Yeah. Take a good look. Are you dying to touch yourself?
Because I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's a riddle, isn't it? How can I cuckold you when I'm a free use slut that anyone can have? Just like this. Because you don't get to have me. Not anymore. Not like this. I am going to make myself available to every man here. I'm going to get pictures and video and trophies. And other times I'll just tell you about it afterward. And you're going to masturbate yourself. Just like this. How does that sound to you, sir? Yeah, I thought so. You'd come right now if I touched you, wouldn't you? Well, you said goodbye to all that. Poof! Up in smoke. You want me to show you how to do it? Go on. You can stroke yourself. Oh! What are you doing? Oh, right. You do it on your knees. Kneeling in front of the computer screen. Oh, fuck, I think we can do better than that. Crawl over here, sir. Yes. Uh-huh. Look up at me. Good boy. Yes. Lock your eyes on mine. Nice and submissive. I'll just sit here. You can talk if you want. Actually, I want you to. No, I don't want any of that. I'm not worthy, you're so beautiful, shit. Fuck, I think we can be a bit more real than that, can't we? I think you know what I want. Yes. You are weak. Yes. And inadequate. I know. I know better than anyone. You're afraid of me, yes. Tell me something I don't know. And of the other sluts? Of course. And your peers? Jesus. I know you're afraid of security and the cleaners, too. Is there anyone you're not afraid of? Me? Keep stroking. You just said you were afraid of me. Yeah. I know. Both at the same time. It's all mixed up, isn't it? You love me?
I know. I knew the first time I attended a general management meeting. I was being passed around and I saw your face. I mean, it's common. Lots of managers are possessive of their own assistants. But your eyes. Fuck. I knew then. Not anger. Not jealousy. Worship. You looked at me then, just as you're looking at me now. And now, here you are. On your knees. Wanking over me. Fully dressed. Stern. And cruel. And loving. Do you want to know what's in my bag? Here, I'll show you. You keep stroking. Slowly. Oopsie-daisy. A nightie. Yeah, it's just a cotton slip. I like it. Comfy. What's this? A skirt and blouse and another pair of shoes. And a makeup bag. And look! My toothbrush. Am I going somewhere? Kind of, silly. When we're done here, I'm coming home with you. This is just an overnight bag. You can move the rest of my stuff in on Friday. Keep stroking. We'll move your stuff into the spare, and I'll take over the master bedroom. Tomorrow night, I have a date. Florian? He's a DJ? I'll probably bring him back to your place. Our place. You can meet him if you like. And you can listen to him fuck me. Does the spare room, your room, share a wall with the master bedroom? Oh, great. Oh, honey, you've slowed down. Oh. You want this to last? Is it heaven? Oh, this is so much harder than just being a cum slut. I know. I know I do it well. No, I'm not a natural. After I figured it out, I read up on it. I have a degree in psychology, you know. Yes, of course you knew that already. I talked to some doms online. I visited forums. I like to be thorough. Oh, you're so close, baby. Right on the edge. Do you want to stop? Okay, well, just edge yourself a bit. We'll see if you get to come later. Yes, I know it's okay. Your orgasm is my decision from now on. Oh! All the lights went off outside. We've been here so long, everyone's going home. Yeah, after I graduated, I knew I'd never be able to practice as a therapist. In college, I realized I was such a slut, I'd just end up fucking my clients and getting struck off.
So I ended up here. An office whore. It's perfect for me, really. I get to practice my skills in other ways. And I decided to be the best office slut. To really work at it. To be an excellent whore. And then I got you. I was so excited. You're so handsome. And everyone said you were destined for great things. Your team loves you. You're so efficient and imaginative. Just too, well, too intense, too unfocused. Maybe a flight risk to a rival firm?
You keep him relaxed and happy, April, they said.
And then I struggled. Struggled for the first time. Struggled with you. I made no headway.
Yeah, you'd fuck me when I encouraged you to.
I knew you liked me. But I knew it wasn't working. Not to my standards, anyway. You're just not that kind of man, are you?
Are you even a man? At all?
But this... Oh, this is perfect. With my help, you will achieve your full potential. I'll make you. You'll be perfectly satisfied, relaxed. All that tension, all that doubt, all that pressure drained away. Was fucking me torture, baby. So close, but not getting what you really wanted. Longing to submit to me, but forced to use me instead. Wanking over your pictures of dominant women. Reading all of those cuckold stories. Wishing it were possible. With me. Now you can really be who you are. A weak, sexually submissive man in the control of his powerful wife.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Of course. Would I do all this for a man I didn't love? Who I didn't want to marry? Having you as my husband will make you much easier to control. And when I'm your wife, it will be so much more thrilling for you when I cheat on you. Constantly. Oh, baby, we'll be so happy together, won't we? You'll obey me in everything I say. And I'll make sure you succeed to your full potential in your career. You'll get to suck the cum from my pussy when I get home from work. And every night from the boyfriends I bring home. It will be perfect.